looking at this week, everyone's kind of excited about seeing how your club can do in the Central Division. How are you approaching these next four games?
Just that one. You know, everybody knows what the schedule is. But to play well and have success in any of these games, you've really got to be on your game, which means you focus on this one and this one only. And in terms of how you run the bench as the coach, and you're not saving anything for the next night.
How different does this team on the side look without a Zach Parise or a Marco Scandella?
I don't know. I read an article this morning that said they score more without Parise in the lineup. So, but they don't defend quite as well. He's a great all-around player. You miss those guys. But in the National League, everybody gets used to missing key guys at certain points. And sometimes it takes the pressure off the home team. They can go out and their foundation is a good defensive game. That's how I think they would describe their identity. So I think that just kind of brings it more into focus tonight.
What are you looking for from Andrew Kopp as he comes back in tonight?
To be where he was when he left off. You know, our so-called fourth line has done a really good job this year with Andrew in and with Andrew out of spending more time in the offensive zone than they do in the defensive zone. That's what you're looking for from those guys. You'd like to see them bang a few in, and you want them to be plus players, and they are. So he needs to come back in where he left off. He got good hard skates this week, which was a positive, so we're not concerned at all about where he's at in terms of pace. And he's looked strong in practice, so he looks good to go.
How do you think Nick Batanas handled the transition to the new role of being a fourth liner but still being counted on the second unit?
I think well. If he would, this was happening in junior, I would worry about how mentally he was processing it. It's a big jump in leagues for him. So he's, like I said, he's part of that fourth line group for the bulk of the games. And that fourth line group has spent more time in the offensive zone. Some of that's his ability to hang on to the puck, make plays. We think they're not far off production either. Again, enough time in the zone, some chances at the net, some breaks around the net. He's been fine.
What did Postma do in his first game back in a long time to get himself another game here tonight?
You know, he played well enough to get another game is what he did. I don't think he stood out to the point that you would say that you will move past this next game. So he has to have another one. And then at some point, the guys that are auditioning for jobs in ice time have to do more than just hold water. They've got to produce or be a factor. So we're still looking for that from him.
What do you think the first full game with Myers and Trouba and how Tyler handled the other side?
Fine. We didn't see any drop-off in the defensive play. We liked the rotation in minutes. Didn't give up much off. You know, we had one real good scoring chance where they were both kind of very aggressive. One off the rush and off the pinch at the same time didn't go. We ended up giving back a 4-on-2 that didn't end up in our net. There is some risk with the two of them that we encourage. So we liked what we saw.
For a month in, what do you think of the 3-on-3 and coaches challenge? Not just from your own games, but from a league-wide perspective.
Well, the 3-on-3 is as wild as you're going to get, I think, in hockey. I don't think there's a whole lot of changes defensively unless you pull right back. So there's just going to be chances. There's just so much open ice. The coaches' challenge has been different than what I thought it was going to be. I thought they were going to be cleaning up the five or six instances a year that were clearly interference or no interference or clearly offside, and it seems that they're taking it right to the really looking at it and making a second judgment on it, you know, where I thought it was just going to be, yeah, there might have been, you know, on a goalie, there might have been interference, there might not, but we're not changing the call on the ice. I think that's been different than what we expected.